The Lord be with you.
And with your
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, that what had been said through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen. From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." As he was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea. They were fishermen. He said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. He walked along from there and saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. He went around all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the people. The Gospel of the Lord. Biblical scholars recently have come up with quite an amazing discovery, and it has to do with the reading from Isaiah that we heard. Biblical scholars are saying that Isaiah was prophesying the weather in Rochester, New York, because he talks about people walking in gloom. How very accurate, right? Now, you may not know it, but this is the third Sunday in Ordinary Time, and our Holy Father has said, beginning with this Sunday and every third Sunday of Ordinary Time, we will be focusing or celebrating the Word of God, the Bible. So this is the Sunday of the Word of God. That's the official name. So this is the first one. And the Pope did it because, let's be honest, we Catholics are not great when it comes to knowledge of the Scriptures, right? We all probably have Bibles. They're probably a little bit dusty. If you open them up, you know, they're clean pages, where if you look at maybe an evangelical who has a Bible, it's all marked up. Every page has something, because they keep eating the Word of God. And that's what we're supposed to be doing too, eating the Word of God, consuming it every day. And I'm going to give you a phrase to take home with you, and it really comes from Black Christians. The phrase is "tote and quote." Tote and quote. Always carry the Bible with you and quote it. Get into the habit of carrying your Bible with you and quoting it, because it's so important. It is, I think I mentioned, if you take the letters of Bible, it stands for Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. So it's a textbook, it's a workbook, it's really the blueprint for us, along with the teachings of the church, on what we're supposed to be doing if we dare to call ourselves followers of Jesus Christ, if we want to be disciples of the Lord. We've got to know the Bible. St. Jerome, who translated the Bible into Latin, said that ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. Wow, that's quite a profound statement. Ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. Now, I'm sure if any of you threw out a chapter and verse, I wouldn't know what you're talking about. But there are many people who could say, "Oh yeah, that's where Paul says blah, 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 blah." Now, we may never get to that point, but there should be a few passages in particular where we can say it comes from the book of Sirach, or it comes from the letter to the Romans, or whatever, and that we should have, let's say, a favorite psalm. And I know 23 is, everybody loves that one, but there are other very beautiful, beautiful psalms. And do we know what psalm to go to when things are happening in our lives, so that kind of calm us down and focus us so that we can really continue on our path as followers of Jesus Christ. But the Bible is God's gift to us. It is the Word of God. It is a living Word of God. It is sharper than a two-edged sword. And what we Catholics believe is not necessarily what we're always thinking about. You know, people talk about, say, non-Catholics who come into the church and they're not allowed to receive the body and blood of Christ. Well, they're not allowed to receive that form of communion, but anybody who comes to a Mass does receive communion because the church teaches that. And the church says we receive communion when we hear the Word of God preached to us, when we hear the Word of God read, because that is the real presence of God. That's the real presence. Just like in the Eucharist, the real presence of Jesus Christ is in the Word proclaimed to us. So although we hear the voice of a lay lector or a deacon, whatever, that's Jesus' voice. So we're taking communion in through our ears. That's real communion. That's real intimate connection with Jesus Christ. So that's the power of the Word of God. And we have the ability to, as I say, to tote and quote, to take our Bible with us, and not only to read it and study it, but to share it with others, to help console people when they are in need of prayer. Or if we don't like to make up prayers ourselves spontaneously, open a psalm, open the Book of Lamentations, and pray that with the individual. But it's filled with prayer, it's filled with wisdom, it's filled with everything we really need to know so that we can be the disciples of Jesus Christ. So again, our Holy Father, very wonderfully, is trying to help us Catholics be more familiar with the good book, the Bible, to be aware of what it's all about, and to take seriously the need for each of us, if we want to be nourished, to read it every day. I recently heard of a friend who went on a trip to Israel with me almost 20 years ago, actually, and she's gone to an evangelical church, and she was asked why, and she said, because I'm being fed. And she has a Bible study in her own house. So there's the power of the Bible to draw us more and more into the life of our God, who wants us to be with him and be his disciples, and to gather other people. So I think we Catholics have a long way to go, maybe some of us a very short way to go, to become more and more literate when it comes to scriptures. In fact, if I had my way, I'd say in every faith formation class for children or adults, it would be the Bible that would be the textbook, and everything else would be secondary. But that's how important the Bible is. So this is the first of many, many Word of God Sundays, and I invite you to think about your own familiarity with the Bible. Do you know where your Bible is? Can you bring it out? And don't be afraid to mark it up. Use a highlighter, use a pen, use a pencil, because you can always buy another Bible down the road. But it's a living thing. It is the Word of God. It is alive. And you will be surprised at how certain passages will grab your attention. And you'll say, that's exactly what I needed to know. That's exactly where I need nourishment and healing. So we have the Bible. The question is, do we use it? So as you go forth again, think of that quote, that phrase, tote and quote, and try it. Try it. Take the Bible wherever you go. Open it up frequently and, you know, push yourself to say something about the Bible or to quote it. Because again, it is not just for us to hear it and to flourish as a result of it. We need to preach it to other people as well. That is to bring it to them and say, well, here's what God says. Isn't it wonderful? Come with us, worship the Lord with us, know the Bible with us so that we can all be the disciples, people who commit ourselves 24/7 each day and week so that we can be truly his disciples. So again, as you go forth, think of your own literacy with the Bible, your own familiarity with it, and bring it out. And just read a sentence or a passage every once in a while, and I think you will get hooked eventually. And again, if you want X-rated stories, they're all in the Bible. They're all in the Bible, believe me. And that's why I think it's true. Who would be foolish enough to put that stuff in if it wasn't true? So the Bible is filled with wonderful things, all for us. So I invite you to think about, again, to bring out that Bible, to read it, to pray it, and to share it with others, because it is the Word of God. It is the living Word of God. It is all about Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life.